Get ready for family fun that's out of this world at Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall. With over 40 attractions included in the admission price, there's something for everyone. From birthday parties to toddler time, and even daily deals like Mega Jump Mondays and Wednesdays, 2-for-1 Tuesdays, and family fun packages on Thursdays and Sundays, Big Air Columbus does it all. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.
I really hate waking up in the morning. Drink some coffee, brush my teeth, and then I don't try. I really hate driving to work in the morning. Cause traffic makes it take.
Except for 101X, the show is alright, I guess.
Just gave you the chorus to the song. Now it's time for you to sing along. I hate morning show. Except 40X. That one's kind of okay, I guess.
I'm indifferent toward Jason Dick. I'm ambivalent about British chicks.
I'm a fan of Star Salt.
You are gay.
Good morning, it's Jason and Deb. How are you today? Nick, press the bed. There you go.
Sorry, my headphones are not working.
I know, we're good. Nick, your headphones aren't working?
Just the thing was potted super low for some reason, so it was like I couldn't hear myself, and I was like, wait, is the radio on? Did I break it?
Oh, God. All right, now, Nick, pay attention. Now that one.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Although we just started off more like a Monday. That was like a comedy of errors. It's not really Friday, but isn't it Friday for most people? Mm-hmm. I hope it is. Super Friday, because I hope most people have got Friday off. Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday. And then back to everything terrible again. Oh, don't worry about that. But
I'll be up here on Friday.
You goddamn hero.
Oh, man. Somebody's got to give away that Amazon Echo Dot.
I know. Talking of which, we got yours today at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And it also puts you in the drawing to win $500 from Bud Light Holiday Ugly Sweater Seltzer. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a combination
of the words in
there. It's a combination of those words in some particular order. Jason's off today, so you have got to put up with us and Alfie and Google Daddy over there.
Oh yeah,
Alfie's already thrown up on me twice this morning.
Oh no. Oh, so it's a Friday for him for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's favorite day of the week. All right, now news. Not brought to you by anyone. This story comes from Japan, and I love it and I hate it all at the same time. Burger King Japan, because, you know, every country's fast food store, they cater to their folks. They've got some of the classics, but then they say, what would our people like?
Yeah.
And I think, for example, in England, there's been a veggie burger in McDonald's for a long time. And veggie burger, I mean, McDonald's America were like, we'll never do that. And they're coming out with one. So, ha. It's
like that was a foolish thing for them to say anyway.
Yeah, that was dumb. It was like when that one idiot at 7-Eleven said, we will never have contactless pay. Mm-hmm. When I went in one day and said, hey, can I just tap to pay? No, we will never do that. Really? A year later, you did. I hope that guy, even if he doesn't still work for 7, it was just the cashier. It wasn't like 7-Eleven came out and said we'll never have it. But I'm like, ha, caught you out.
Did you go back in and give him the pretty woman big mistake?
Well, yeah, I used to go back there all the time, even though I didn't live in that neighborhood anymore, just to see if I could see him, but I never did. Anyway, the Burger King in Japan, they've done very Japanese things, I guess. They've come out with something that is super extra. It is called the Extreme Super 1 pound Beef Burger. And then they also have the Maximum Super 1 pound Beef Burger. The Maximum Super 1 pound Beef Burger is an old favorite, mm-hmm. possibly like the McRib. They've revived it to celebrate the debut of the Extreme Super 1 pound Beef Burger. Apparently that lives up to its name by offering a pound of beef, cheese, and toppings. So that weighs in at a little over a pound, actually. Mm. And this is where it gets ridiculous. Not that it wasn't ridiculous to eat a pound of meat. I don't think anybody needs that in one sitting. But it's Burger King Japan's first bun-free offering.
Okay.
So you basically, it looks like you hold the burger You hold the burger with burgers. That's all that it is. It's like,
oh, I see.
Yeah, oh, you got a double down.
It's kind of exactly like that. Who did the double down?
KFC. KFC.
So that was, the bun was chicken breasts.
Yeah.
What was inside the chicken breasts? More like chicken?
Bacon and cheese and maybe lettuce.
Did you eat that, Spenny?
I think I tried it once years ago and I was like, meh.
Is it? Surely it's messy. Maybe they keep, with this one, they've got two burgers on the top, two burgers on the bottom, and then all the tomato, pickle, lettuce, onions, cheese. Looks like there's some ketchup in there. You hold the bun. The buns are the beef burgers, but maybe the outside one is drier, so it doesn't get all disgusting. What about the heat?
Isn't this
supposed to be hot?
Yeah. I'm sure it's just like a normal burger patty. It's all going to be greasy and juicy and wet and mushy. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and just if you're into that lifestyle of eating
a
pound of burger meat from Burger King, you're fine with the mess.
Well, you get an I did it sticker. Is that going to compel anyone to go and get it?
It does not look very appetizing.
Apparently it is juicy, Nick. They order it and it says, it's juicy and overflowing with umami.
Ah, the different umami. The taste combinations.
Yes, the savoriness, the everything in there. I can't do this. I feel like that's, number one, I don't like my hands touching my food too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, you don't like meat.
Well, yeah, I don't like meat, but like even if it was two Beyond Beef burgers in there or something, that's just, I don't want to touch my food. I don't want to have the food on my hands. I don't want to have my hand on my food. I don't know what is worse to me, that the food will touch my hands or my hands will touch my food. I'm grossed out by both.
It's a weird, it's a vicious cycle.
It is. It's because, like, I don't know where these hands have been, or more likely, I do know where these hands have been.
Oh.
And that food, well, I don't want that food on my hands because, okay, I'm weird about this. As you know about food smells, I hate food smells in the house. I hate food smells in my hair. Food smells on my hands, they're going to smell like food for all day. If you eat something like that, I remember when Katie and I tried the Beyond Burger at Whataburger when it came out. No, Burger King. And we took it home. Mm-hmm. We set a video up. We ate it, gave our commentary on it. That was a smash success, broke the internet that day. But that was it. I smelled like Burger King all day long.
You smell flame broiled?
I could smell I could smell the onions, the lettuce, the tomato, everything
that's
that was
intense.
On. Yeah, well, I'm just, Spenny, I've said it before. I have a very super enhanced smell system on my face, my nose. But it doesn't go anywhere. I think maybe if you eat with your hands regularly, you don't care or you don't notice.
I think
I like my hands to smell like my favorite soap. And that's it. I don't want to smell like anything else.
I think if you ask anybody that works in fast food, like, you think the lay person would say, oh, yeah, I would love to smell like burgers. But, like, they will tell you, like
I worked
if you
work in a burger
McDonald's
joint.
And you just smell like, go home smelling like fries and
in
oil.
High school, I worked in this really cool, like, American diner. It was probably really terrible. Not
sure
great
it's
American
full of
food.
Historical inaccuracies.
But I would get a task with, on one day, I'd be doing preps. I'd be down in the basement. I'd be slicing the onions on the onion machine and putting the mayo on the buns or whatever it was. Yeah, just all day long. And then other days you'd be upstairs on the grill. And all this time, didn't eat meat. But you would go home and stink. Like, there was no way you're rewearing those clothes the next day. If you have a shift in the morning, it's like, I got to stay up all night and wash clothes now.
Yeah, when I was working at the barbecue place, I would come home smelling like just smoked meat all the time. And I remember one time I tried to crawl into bed with my girlfriend, and she was like, "No, you have to go take a shower. We cannot." Like,
oh man,
you think it's awesome, but it's what you, careful what you wish for. That's what I would tell you, kids.
Yeah, and I feel like if you eat this burger, this Japanese king,
it's going to stay with you.
It's forever. That's it. It's going to stay with you for absolutely ever.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X Morning X, Jason and Deb.
Sports
today is thankfully my last day of doing sports on my own without Jason. Well, not on my own, but with Nick. But without Jason, who actually cares about sports. There is nothing. There's nothing going on in the sports world today. I've even looked. But Nick did give me this awesome story. It's not an awesome story. It's a great picture that comes with a lame story.
Yeah.
Apparently, and I didn't know this was even a thing, there is a Hulk Hogan movie in the works. It's I guess it started to be worked on already. I'd never heard anything about this. If you
it
ask
surprised me as well, yeah.
If you ask me if I'm interested, no. I find Hulk Hogan to be quite gross, but
you know, I think he actually would, because he was like his whole thing is that he was a little fat kid that got made fun of for being fat, and he's like, all right, I'll show you guys. which I think is your human element.
I mean, I like human element stories, but yeah, I just find Hulk Hogan to be a bit gross now. excuse me. But I did, for research purposes, watch the Hulk Hogan sex tape, and I'll be interested to see if Chris Hemsworth will be recreating that, because Chris Hemsworth is going to be playing Hulk Hogan in the biopic movie. There's no name so far, but Hulk Hogan tweeted, "He's already there." That's not very good. "He's ready, brother."
"He's ready, brother."
"But is he good? But is he good looking enough to play me? LOL, LOL." Ha, ha. I'm sure that stands for Hulk Hogan, but it just says ha, ha at the end of that. Yeah. Also, Hulk, put some punctuation in your, between your LOLs.
"Got no time for punctuation, brother."
And some spaces. Yeah, I mean, Chris Hemsworth has been jacked for a long time now, but those arms, that's ridiculous.
Dude, it is. I'm about to retweet the some of the pictures that Hulk tweeted. Here's my issue with it, though, is that look at his legs.
Yeah, I see that so far.
Like that.
Now, he doesn't have small legs, but the arm-leg ratio here.
Totally off.
Yeah, it may just, but I don't remember how, I'd have to see a close-up of Hulk Hogan's legs. I think he was giant all over, wasn't he?
He posted some, I mean, look at this one that he posted. Like, that's insane.
He actually doesn't look that big up top. He does. His shoulders aren't as broad as what I think Chris Hemsworth's are, but
yeah. I mean, this is, and you know, this is, who knows what steroids and creatines and proteins were flowing through those wrestling days, but I don't know. Like he definitely has the arms. Like, that's impressive, but just, you got to do the legs, man. Like, I don't know if
maybe he just hasn't got there yet. Maybe his arms, his upper body was already developed from doing Thor, and he didn't need to have the lower body for Thor. So maybe the legs are just a little bit behind. Don't skip leg day, Chris Hemsworth. Jason will tell you, skip leg day. Please don't skip leg day. I did legs yesterday.
Or maybe it's only the top half of Hulk Hogan's life story.
No, I'm sure.
Anything from below the waist? No.
I've seen below the waist on that one part of his life. They're going to have to cover that for sure. Definitely. Looking forward to the movie, though. I mean, I'll watch it when it comes out on cable. I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
But just to see what Chris Hemsworth has done to himself. But then we've got to watch him be bald and have that terrible tan and that awful mustache as well.
I just want to know who's going to play the other wrestlers. Like, Randy Macho Man Savage has got to be in there. Like,
are those people still alive? Can we young them up like we did Robert De Niro?
Unfortunately, his heart gave out. It was not macho.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, it's the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Time for your chance to win a Floyd's Barbershop gift card.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid. Have you entered our Bud Light's Ugly Sweater Seltzer contest yet? You can do it right now at 101x.com. The first prize winner is going to win $500. We'll pull those winners next week. There's prize cash money for the first and second and third prize finishers. Right now, though, what are you looking for, Nick?
The trivia.
Well, I don't know where it is.
I know where it is. We're good.
You hit it in my stuff?
I stuck it.
You hit it in my stuff. I could have seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm getting out of here. All right. Who we got on the line?
We've got Tyler is there.
All right, Tyler. Hold on. I'm going to the cone of silence.
All right, Tyler. We've got three topics for you to choose from. You can do Dolly Parton trivia, real Snapple facts, which are in real as in quotations, but they're under the can. Or we've got almost names of famous sitcoms. They originally were titled.
We'll do the Snapple trivia.
All right. So, yeah, these are all from Snapple.com. They're from the caps of the bottles. Take it up with Snapple. Don't blame that lady, not me. Number one, what fruit is the only one with seeds on the outside?
Let me think.
Do.
I know this one. I should know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some time while I search for the I know it drop. What fruit? All right, Tyler, give me a fruit. Four, three.
I know
three,
it. I totally know it.
Go.
Apricot, I don't know.
Strawberry. Woo. Strawberry. Those little white things are seeds. Number two, what animal eats wood twice as fast when listening to rock music?
I don't know. We'll say a woodchuck.
Woodchucks do not actually chuck wood.
Actually, but, beaver.
Termites. Termites is what we're
talking about. Termites. What a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what Austrian composer wrote his own arrangement of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star when he was just 5 years old?
I'll say Bach.
Oh, that's the other one. Mozart.
Yeah.
Hold on, Tyler, though. We're going to get Deb back in here. We'll see how she does with these three fun facts. Deb, Tyler, unfortunately, Nick, you did it again. Tyler went 0-3.
Oh, Lord.
And he chose real Snapple facts. And real is in quotations because these come from the cap, underneath the cap, all their facts from Snapple.com. So,
okie doke.
Yeah, it's Snapplepedia. But all you need is one to win.
So these aren't real facts then?
Well, I just questioned their research department. I think they're all more or less accurate.
It's fine.
Just want to put the onus on them. If somebody comes and fact checks me, you take it up with that Snapple lady.
Okay.
Number one, what fruit is the only one with the seeds on the outside?
Pineapple. Kiwi fruit. Strawberry.
Strawberry. Mm. Yeah. Number two, what animal eats wood twice as fast when listening to rock music?
Eats wood?
Mm-hmm.
First brain wanted to say a beaver, but they don't eat it. Had them at my house once. Termites.
Beavers?
I don't know. That was the first thing I thought of. Eat, chewing on some wood.
No, I thought you said I had beavers at my house once.
No, termites.
Yeah, termites is correct. So you win. Tyler, hold on. We have a competition.
Yeah, that was like a 10 grand error.
I bet.
Not in my favor.
I bet.
And stupid termites.
Yeah, are termites a bad problem here? I never had to deal with termites.
I mean, wherever you have them, they're a problem. Yeah. I mean, are they more prevalent in Austin? I don't know. They just, once they get in, they just eat all your wood. Mm. Bastards.
And number three, for bonus points. What Austrian composer wrote his own arrangement of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star when he was just 5 years old?
Beethoven.
Ooh. Mozart.
All right.
You want some fun tiebreakers, even though we didn't do them?
These aren't fun. Yeah, go for it.
All right. According to Snapple, the average person will inhale how many spiders while sleeping?
In
your life.
100.
Slightly overdone. 8, they say.
Oh.
But, apparently scientists are like, yeah, spiders ain't going to message you when you're sleeping. You're all snoring and rumbling, and they don't care about your mouth. So,
is this a concern of people that spiders are getting in your mouth?
Probably, yeah.
I think there is just sort of like a myth going around that you swallow a certain amount of bugs or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I've heard it before, but it was never confirmed by science yet.
Yeah, well, Snapple says it's true, Spinny.
Thank you, Snapple.
Did you say there were more?
Oh, sure. Okay. The average speed of a house fly is how many miles per hour?
Oh. 3.
Hmm. 4.5.
You've got to give him percentages, Nick. I could have got in there. The 3 and 4.5 is not that far.
I would have given you within 0.5%. So that still would have. All right, here.
All right, go on then.
What
last one.
What percentage of the bones in your body are in your feet?
20.
I'm going to give you that one. 25%.
Damn, that was good. A lot of phalanges, guys. A lot of phalanges.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.